Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Singh. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said, India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprawa Relics related to Lord Buddha today at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. The exposition brings together for the first time the Piprawa relics repatriated after more than a century with authentic relics and archaeological materials from Piprawa that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum, New Delhi and the Indian Museum, Kolkata. The exhibition underscores India's enduring civilizational links with Buddhist teachings and the government's efforts to preserve spiritual and cultural heritage. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers, J.P. Nadda, has inaugurated the e-bill system that will enable the government to process the fertilizer subsidies amounting to approximately 2 lakh crore rupees. The newly launched system represents a paradigm shift from manual paper-based processes to a fully digital system-to-system workflow, eliminating the need for any physical movement of bills. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today in the special series Year of Reforms, we bring you India's progress in the technology sector in 2025.
In 2025, India marked a defining inflection point in its scientific and technological journey. The country demonstrated a shift from technology adoption to technology creation, supported by large-scale investment and institutional reforms. The year saw major advances in artificial intelligence. Under the India AI mission, the government committed over 10,000 crore rupees to build ethical, human-centric AI systems. The year also recorded significant milestones in space and strategic technology. Meanwhile, 2025 also saw structural reform in nuclear energy and scientific governance. The Atomic Energy Bill 2025, known as Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, Shanti, was approved by the Cabinet last year. The move opened the sector to private participation for the first time. Together, these developments underscored 2025 as the year technological self-determination began translating into an enduring national capability aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Onnulu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. The ministry said that the price of commercial LPG cylinders is market determined and linked to international benchmarks. National Highways Authority of India yesterday announced discontinuation of the Know Your Vehicle KYV cards for cars for all new FASTag issuances with effect from 1st of next month. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the step has been taken to enhance public convenience and eliminate post-activation harassment faced by highway users. It added that KYV will be required only in specific cases where complaints are received, and in the absence of any complaint, no KYV will be required for existing car FASTags. And the total gross goods and services tax, GST, collections grew 6.1% to around 1,75,000 crore rupees in December 2025 as compared to the same month in 2024. The total gross GST revenue in December 2024 was over 1,64,000 crore rupees. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.